We had a very interesting, at the end, practical discussion about what to do with joint apartments in Eretz Yisrael. People keeping not keeping Shemitah, how to keep it properly. So we want to get to more practical cases. But in order to do that, we have to understand the basics. You know, every time you deal with practical halacha, you have to understand the background first. So that's the hard work, but it's in the end, it's worth it. You have greater appreciation of practice. So we want to get to practically, let's say you have a house, an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, you have a garden, you have plants inside your house, plants outside your house. How do you deal with that? How do you mow your lawn during Shemitah? So that we're going to work towards. But first we have to define, which we've touched on, what is a malacha according to the Torah in Shemitah? Shabbos, the answer is simple. There are 39 malachos. What is included in them, not so simple. But the Mishnah lists 39 malachos, and they have their avos, they have their todos. Pretty simple, what's Darais on Shabbos, what's their abanan. Shemitah, if you look in the psukim, it lists 4 malachos. Right, Bahar, Chafei, right in the beginning of Bahar, Parak Chafei, Vaydaber Adonai Moshe Bahar Sinai Limor. Dabra B'nei Sodim Marat Aleim, Kisa Bal Eretz Asher, Ani Nosin Lechem, V'Shav Sarat Shabbos La Hashem, keep Shabbos of the year, of Shemitah. Shei Shanim Tizra Sadcha, V'Shei Shanim Tizmer Karmacha. 6th year, you're allowed to plant, and you're allowed to prune your field. V'Yasaf Tiz Tuvazan, gather it in, V'Shana Shviyah Shabbos, Shabbos Ani Laretz, Sadcha La Hashem, Sarcha lo sizmor, karmacha lo sizmor. Zriya, right, lo sizra, karmacha lo sizmor, zmira. Zriya means planting. Your karem, your grapevines, you should not prune. Means to cut off the different branches to allow it to grow better. Asviach kitzircha lo siksor, bias inve nizirecha lo sivsor. The growth of your kitzira, of your reaping, you shouldn't harvest. Don't harvest. Don't take your wheat field and pluck it out from the ground. That's harvesting. And same thing by grapes. As invin is zirecha lo sivsor, betzira is also harvesting. Right? There are 2 forms of the same malacha. One is by wheat and one is by grapes. So according to the Torah, we have 4 malachos that are prohibited. That's what the Rambam clearly says in the beginning of Shemitah B'Yovel. He says, there's the mitzvah that say to keep Shemitah. Then he says, you're in a locum in a Torah, right? What would be the punishment of a guy, a farmer who works his farm in Shemitah? He's going to get malchus. He was over on a lav. He only gets malchus on 4 things. Zriya, zmira, Ktsira and Betsira. Right? He plants, which we'll define in a minute, but simple definition. He takes a seed. He takes a plant seed. Okay, we'll keep it simple. Not a tree seed. We'll see why we're going to say this, but he takes a plant seed. So let's say he's planting bushes. He's planting herbs. And he puts those seeds, planting maybe even flowers, he puts those seeds in the ground. Via like Ktsira, or even vegetables. Seeds for vegetables. Via like Ktsira, the Alzmira, right? Zmira is not exactly planting, but it's the same idea. Right? In Shabbos, they become the same malacha. Zriya is planting, Zmira is pruning in order that things should grow better. Ktsira is harvesting, and Betsira is harvesting. So those are 4 that are Daraisa.
Can I just ask,
yes.
Why is it not Daraisa to work your land for 6 years?
So what does it mean to work your land?
To me, now that we read it and went through it slowly,
yeah.
I would have taken this, and I know it's not, but I would take that as part of the mitzvah.
Is to...
Torah, right, it's the same psukim.
Right.
God fell into Moshe. Sheish shanim tizra sadecha. It sounds to me like...
6 years you're allowed to work. You should plant.
It doesn't say allowed to. It says sheish shanim tizra sadecha.
Plant your field.
Why is that not a mitzvah?
Why is that not a mitzvah? Actually,
the second pasuk says uva shana.
Right.
So you think it's connected.
And you have the same exact way Shabbos. It says sheish yamim tasa melachtecha. Right, 6 days do your work. So
what's considered work? That's
this is the famous joke. Okay, doctor, go for it. Doctor Wrestler, go. That's
I don't know. It says Eov is not Torah the worship book. It's a job.
Right, that's the famous joke. You know, if people thought it was a mitzvah in the Torah, sheishim tasam lachtecha. We're not even going to go there. We can have a whole separate shiur on.
I'd like to hear about that.
Right. No, but I'll tell you one fascinating thing. You know, not we'll just so there's this whole issue, the whole kol issue, is a whole shiur in itself. So it's a machlokus in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Yishmael in the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says everyone should learn all day. And malach to nasa yidei acherim. Who's going to do the work for you? So the non-Jews, the goyim, they'll take care of all our businesses for us. They'll pay us, give us our stipends. We'll have a nice life. Rabbi Shmuel says, yeah, that's the ideal. Hardly asukein, but also be adan. Many people tried to do that. They weren't successful. You know, they can't live that way. And it's not for every single person, but, you know, for Yechidei school, it is for. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Shmuel, how we pasuk, a whole big discussion, what exactly they're arguing about. But there's a chasim sofer in Sukkah who says that in Eretz Yisrael, everybody agrees to Rabbi Yishmael, that the goyim are not supposed to take care of for us. There's a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah like tiring mitzvahs, but it's a chashiv thing, it's an important inyan for us to build up Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, everyone agrees to Rabbi Yishmael that a person should learn part of the day and work part of the day. In the chutz la'aretz, then it's the goyim's job to take care of us. That's what it's in, I can show it to you, it's Chasam Sofer and Sukkah. The later printings of that Chasam Sofer, gone. Doesn't exist. The people that printed, that put it out, they were not happy with that statement of the Chasam Sofer. And the Chasam Sofer for, like, especially, I don't know if you have any, you know, Samar and Hungarian lineage, the Chasam Sofer for Hasidim is like, you know, the way we look at, like, you know, the Noda Behuda Mishnah Brura, like, it's the end all and be all. So the fact that he says this, like, sure, some editions still have it. They took it out. But, yeah, so along those lines, it wouldn't be a Tayag Mitzvah, but you see it is an important thing. So what's four? Zriyas, Mira, Ptsir, Ktsira. Right? Forms of planting. Those are the four that are Daraisa. Then there's another Pasuk.
But it also says Tvua. It's not that Tvua also. It says you have to gather. So
you gather your grains.
So it's not
grains.
On flowers and grass.
The gathering is on Tvua, and the planting is Zriyah means to plant.
Is it planting anything, right?
Produce? So that's a discussion. We won't get into this for now, but let's assume that it's across the board. So that is the four that are Daraisa. What it's a fifth that's probably Daraisa is Harisha, because we had another Pasuk, whoever was here for the Tosefish Shemitah Shir, right, when the extra Shemitah, like Tosefish Shabbos. So there's a Pasuk in Parshas Ki Sisa, right, where we say, B'chari Shebekatzir Tishpos, right? Right, that's what the Rambam is. Right, the Rambam is b'charish b'katzir tishbos. So that adds a fifth malacha, charisha. Zriya is to plant, charisha is to plow. So it's plowing us in a Torah and Shvias, whole big machlokas, even in the Rambam. There's really a contradiction in the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, he quotes the pasuk of b'charish b'katzir tishbos, then he tells you that you only get malchus on the big four, zriya, planting, zmira, pruning, ktsira, b'tsira, harvesting. And then he says, if a person plows or dig holes in the ground for the sake of making the ground better, his last line is makis mardus midivrayim. We give him makis mardus. We don't give him real malchus, 39 real lashes in the Torah. We give him the rabbinic punishment of makis mardus. That sounds like charisha, plowing is only rabbinic. But he quotes the pasuk of charish v'katzir tishbos. So we don't have whoever is the Frankel Rambam. There's a commentator on the bottom, a very long commentator here called the Mari Korkis. And earlier, even before the Kesem Mishnah, who was Rabbi Yosef Cairo, was the Mari Korkis, and he discusses this issue of charisha. And he says for the Rambam, there are really different types of charisha, and that's how he tries to work out this contradiction. There's harisha that I'm making the ground better for planting. I'm plowing, the Gemara in Shabbos discusses this, there's two types of harisha. I'm plowing in order that I should be able to grow crops. In order, it's the first stage. So that's an Isser Daraisa, because that's towards growing. Here, what the Rambam's discussing that it's only Darabanan, is I'm not doing it letzorech to plant, I just want to make the whatever. There's things in the ground that I'm not happy with. There's a big mound, there's a ditch that I want to level things out, I'm fixing the karka. So that's only Darabanan, because it's not geared towards planting. So that's in terms of Harisha, but there are other Rishonim that go back and forth. There's the Ramban in Chumash, so he says Harisha is Aser Minatorah, and most Rishonim seem to say Harisha is Aser Minatorah, based on the discussion in the Gemara. There are still a few that say Harisha is only Darabanan. That has less of practical implications for the average, for the farmer, it's a big deal, but for the average, you know, homeowner, garden owner, you don't really do real serious Harisha. It has smaller issues. That's the issue of Harisha. The next issue is in terms of Zmira, right? Karmachalo Sizmor. It says that your karem, your vineyard, you should not prune. Okay, what's Zmira? So the Gemara in Shabbos describes that what Zmira is, so you have a branch on trees, and they're not growing exactly the way I think you see your gardener doing all the time. And you cut the branch at the end, and now it's going to grow in a direct line, right? Before it was growing this way and that way, now it's going to grow much nicer. It's the best of my gardening knowledge, but that's basically the basic idea is Mira. So the Torah says, the karmacha lo sizmor. What's a karem? What's a karem? A vineyard. So what if I want to do Zmira on a regular tree? Not on a vine, on a grapevine. On a regular tree, on a regular bush. So if I said the Torah literally, karmacha. So maybe the Isser is only on my vineyard. Says the Rambam, when he describes halacha beis, in a lokum in a Torah, he says the big four. And then the last line is, v'echad ha-karem, v'echad shar ha-ilanos. Not only is there malchus on a karem, on a vineyard, there's also malchus on regular trees. So it sounds like what the Rambam is doing is he's extending. But the problem is, if you look, you didn't have a chance to look at, but if you look in halacha
This is by Kalayim, it's Davka Karam.
Okay. You know, okay, but Kalayim is a whole.
It's the whole thing Kalayim.
Right, Kalayim is a whole different story than Shmita. This is about where, you know, Shabbos is not Davka Karam. And Shabbos, if you prune any tree on Shabbos, that's an Isra Daraisa. But the Rambam, and let's say Halach above, says. He says there are certain things that are only usher mid the Rabbanan, and when he describes them, it sounds like they're a lot like Zmira. For example, he says, he says you can't cut them. You can't cut them and break them in different ways. The way he's describing it, so he's describing an action. You have to know a little more about basic farming, but he's describing an action that sounds a lot like pruning. And he says, if you do it, you get makas mardus. So that's a contradiction. He said, echad karam v'echad sharilanos. Then he said, if you do something that looks a lot like it, you only get Malkus Mardus, rabbinic Malkus. So one approach, not for the Rambam, some people say that you take the Halacha Hey, you know, you take the cases that you're allowed to do it, and you ignore the extension of Sharilanos. It's only by grapevines, right? If you take the Torah literally. But the Rambam obviously didn't do that. He extended. But he says that certain cases are only Asur Midirabbanon. So the Chazon Ish said, and this you really have to know your farming for, he said that it's a weird thing for the Rambam to do because there's no practical application. He extended it potentially to regular trees. But you have to do the same exact action that you do on a kerem on the regular trees. And the way the kerem works is that you'll never get to it. When if you do an action that looks like pruning on a regular that looks like pruning from a vineyard to a regular tree, it's not real pruning. It's a smaller action. It's a less exact action. Rav Rimon, who is a big posek in these issues, in general, on these issues, he has a whole sefer on Shemitah in English and Hebrew. You can bring it in. So he has a whole description with pictures of exactly the difference of how the typical pruning action is done on a vineyard and how it's done on a regular tree. So potentially it could apply to regular trees if you did what we would call a Maisa Zmira. But the way regular trees work, every action that you're going to do, we're basically going to call it a lower level Maisa, a lower level action. It's not going to be the full Zmira, and that's going to be only Aser Midirabbanan. So that is the big four, extending it to regular trees and Harisha. The other big issue, which does have practical applications, is Noteya. So if you learn Shabbos, on Shabbos there's Zoreya, planting. There's Noteya, which is planting trees. There's Zomer, and there's also Markiv, which is grafting trees. Right? All those things in Shabbos go under one category. They're all Aser because of Zoreya. What's an Ah, what's a Tolda? Whole big discussion. But it's clear that Noteya is Aser min HaTorah on Shabbos. So what's the difference between Zoreya and Noteya on a simple level? Zoreya is planting seeds, and Noteya is planting trees. Right? When they plant trees, generally, they have already, you know, the sapling in the tree, and they stick it in the ground. So that is Noteya. It's Noteya Aser on Shvius. So the Rambam says, Halacha Hey, Ein Noten b'Shvius afil Ilan Srak. You can't plant on Shvius even a tree that someone said produce before that doesn't produce any fruits. And then at the end of the halacha, he says, Makin also makas mardus. So it sounds like from the Rambam, Noteya is the Rabbanan. Again, here the Chazon Ish has a huge chiddush, and he says, the Rambam thinks the Noteya is Doraisa. So why don't you get makas mardus? From the following logic. How did the Rambam get to Noteya being Doraisa? It only says Zoreya in the Pasuk, because there's Zoreya and there's Zomer. Let's look at those as two poles. Zoreya is the ultimate planting act. Zomer is the least planting act in the spectrum. Why? Because you're not really planting anything. You didn't put anything in the ground. You pruned a tree, you cut it, and that's called planting because it enhances the further growth of the tree. So what the Rambam said is that if Zomer is part of Zoreya, the two poles, Kal v'chomer, Noteya should be somewhere in between the two. Zoreya is Aser, Zomer is Aser, Noteya is more planting than Zomer, less planting than Zoreya. That's also going to be Aser min HaTorah. Then why don't we get Malkus for a whole singing shas that's called Ein Lokin min HaDin. That if something's usher based on a kal v'chomer, we don't give a person malchus. We don't punish based on a kal v'chomer. It has a full level of daraisa. It's just going to get makas mardos. It's a very unique way to read the Rambam. Other people, other Rishonim say that Noteya is derabbanan on shvius. You're allowed min haTorah to plant trees. You just can't plant crops. You can't plant fruits. You can't plant vegetables. You can't plant bushes maybe or you know, smaller plants, but you can minat Torah plant trees. And the question to deal with, and whichever way you go to that, is what is Zoreya and what is Noteya? Right? I said Zoreya is planting a seed, Noteya is planting a tree. What if I plant a tree, a seed of a tree? Right? Zoreya is I plant the seed of a vegetable. Zoreya is I plant the seed of a small bush. What if I planted a seed of a tree? I'm not planting the tree. What makes Zoreya Zoreya and what makes Noteya Noteya? So this is a machlokas, but this relates to Kalayim, Arpeya, they bring proofs from here. This is the machlokas between the Chazon Ish and the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says, someone could use this for the Minchas Chinuch share, comes up, I think it's in somewhere in Vayikra. It's not on Shemitah, maybe it's on Kalayim where he discusses this. So he says that if you plant a seed, just want to make sure I get it right, if you plant a seed of a tree, so according to the Minchas Chinuch, that is called Noteya. I think he says, might have mixed up who says what, but I think according to Minchas Chinuch, that is called Noteya, because I am, it's the main thing is the tree. It doesn't matter the seed versus the what I'm putting in the ground, that matters what the result. The result is that it's going to turn into a tree. According to the Chazon Ish, he says, no, it's all the same. I'm putting the seed in the ground. It's going to eventually turn into a nice, big, beautiful apple tree, but right now, in terms of the action that I'm doing the same exact action as a regular Zoreya, so that's called Zoreya. So even if you want to say that planting trees on Shviyas is Derabanan, that's only if you take the tree with the soil and you stick it into the ground. But according to Chazon Ish, if you plant a seed of a tree, so that is full-fledged Zoreya, and that would be Daraisa according to everyone, even though he thinks anyway, according to the Rambam, Notei is Daraisa, based on his Kavah Chomer.
Why is anybody making such a distinction? The Torah tells us, Shabbos, Shabboson.
So you're saying
the Yaseh. I don't know what it is.
Right, well, what's
the difference to me? What? Plant something in the ground. It's also.
No, what's. Because the Torah says Shabbos, Shabboson, and it qualifies it by saying, San Chalos, is there a Karma
Chalos? The only place in the Torah where we don't go through every example.
Okay. Excellent question. That's the Gemara's question. Had it right, it could have said that there's many malachos. The clue was, we'll give it an easier example, right? It says, lo sixer velo sivsor. What I said is that the same exact action, one is on wheat and one's on grapes. Usually, the Torah won't go into those details. If it says lo sixer, you'll know, wheat, grapes, it's all the same. So the fact, this was the clue of Chazal, the fact that the Torah was so specific here, called something that's normally in the same category in Shabbos, this is both an ad malach of kotzer. They're not different. Ketzira and Betzira, the same exact thing. On Shviyas, the Torah said, there's Ketzira, there's Betzira, it must be there's nothing else. The Gemara Moed Katan says, we should have it in front of us, maybe next time. These Avos and Toldos, the Torah was Mechayiv, because it listed the Av and its Tolda. Normally, we just derive it on our own. Excellent question. So those, the Torah singled out to show you that it's only going to be those and nothing else. So that's why things that would have been Usar on Shabbos are not going to be Usar on Shviyas. Now there's going to be things that are Derabanan. The Derabanan probably included and said, hey, Torah says Shabbos, Shabbos on the Aretz. Let's try to make it as much of a Shabbos as we can. And there's all these cases in the Mishnayos list in the beginning of Shviyas that, you know, to even understand what they are, like the Rishonim argue, how do we define these malacha? Because you have to have some farming expertise. But that's the Derabanan. In terms of the strict Daraisa, that's the issue, so that we could use that then when we're dealing with, which we'll talk about, what's going to be much of a Makom Hesed. That's a big difference, right? Derabanan, we're not going to cause you to lose a tremendous amount of money. The race that we are. So that's going forward. That's what we'll see.